Welcome to Bit Better Have My Money. I am Mitchell Stalkin, again, here in the wonderful basement, which is actually pretty nice because it's hot today, and it's nice and cool in the basement. I actually prefer basements. So let's take a quick look at the trading portfolio. Up to 3,000. All right. Awesome. Woo. Doing so good there. So it's going up. Whatever. Let's look at some of the coins here. See how we're doing. About 50-50. 7-day trend. Salt is down 33%. On the 7-day trend, everything is down between 13 and 33%. So that's awesome. Whatever is what it is. But on the 24-hour trend, which is good, everything is up. So see where we're at here. Dragon Chain up 16%. That's good. That was actually falling real hard. Syndicator bounced back here a little bit, 15%. So, yeah, everything's between 16% and go to the bottom, 0.55% on Solaris. So, whatever, it's positive. That's on the 24-hour. If we look at the hourly, most of it's down. So, nothing too crazy. Kind of know how it's been going. Market went down. Bitcoin in particular and Ethereum, you know, how that goes is what happens. But on the 24-hour here for Bitcoin, it's up to 6,596. So it's up actually 4.48% today, which is great. Ethereum up to 513. That's up at 8.5%. So moving around. Biggest mover of the day. Holy cow. 31% Raiden. Raiden Network token, which is an independent protocol layer that uses hash time lock contracts to facilitate trustless payments over the Ethereum blockchain. That's actually down 70% in 6 months. Ouch. Ouch. Must have been, that's weird. Anyway, so that's top gainer. Dragon Chain. Actually looks up at like it's 19%, Siacoin 18%, EOS a big jump, 15%. And according to on-chain FX, there's no top losers. So, wow, let me look here. All maker, wow, two. So, on-chain FX, they have 105 coins now. The only one, Centrality is down 5%, and Maker is down 5%. Everything else is green. So that's positive. As like I said, Bitcoin goes up here and everything somewhat follows. Found a neat little thing today. Kind of look at market caps. I found it interesting. So the total overall market cap is actually, so it's up 2%. So that is 6.21 billion. That's insane. The total market cap is 277 billion, almost 278 billion. That's just a ton of money. But what I found interesting here, so in the past 30 days, it is down $79 billion, which is 22%. That is so much money, so much money. But over the past year, it is up $166 billion, which is 142%. That is so much money, just blows my mind. Also, the thing we got here for Bitcoin, it's on Nomics, this website, NOMICS. Pretty cool, interesting. So like shows there's 17 million circulating supply of Bitcoin and there's only a total of 21 million. So percent in circulation is 81%, getting down there. It's kind of cool how it shows all this. It's 73% down from its all-time high, Bitcoin. Quite interesting. 161 days since the all-time high. Yeah. I can hear my wife yelling at my kid because they're right above me. She's yelling at him for something. Who knows? It's the boy. He's seven, and he's a boy. He probably spilled. Who knows? Anyway, so back to this. The top ones are, for the market cap here, got Bitcoin, Ethereum at $51 billion, Ripple at $21 billion, Bitcoin Cash at $15 EOS up there at $9. And it is actually up $1.16 billion in the last 24 hours, 13%. That's interesting. Anyway, that's on Nomics. Let's switch over to some news that came from Chain Analysis. And they actually go through and look at the Bitcoin blockchain. And they had some interesting data that they reported. So pretty awesome of them. Anyway, so what it showed is in April 2018, there were approximately 1,600 Bitcoin wallets with at least 1,000 Bitcoin in each. So that isn't really, you know, it's not too many wallets, especially when you look at how much Bitcoin is. So it kind of went in to say that the Bitcoin whales collectively hold 37.5 billion of the cryptocurrency, or close to a third of the available total. So that's a pretty big deal right there. So these whales hold a third of what's out there. That's pretty crazy. So they could flood the market if they really wanted to and just drive the price down. But I mean, there's no reason for them to do that, which is good. They also, if they don't sell it, it'll make it, you know, supply and demand. That's how it works. If there's limited supply, price is going to go up. So that's really interesting. I had no idea about that until I read that. Another interesting thing they came out here and said is that long-term investors, so people who got in on this really, really early and have just held and waited and believed in it, at least that's what I consider the long-term investor of Bitcoin. Maybe they just were speculative. They were smart either way. But these long-term investors sold $30 billion to new people between December 2017 and April 2018. So that's a lot of money. And obviously they're cashing out. That's when Bitcoin was at its highest. So they probably made a ton of money during that time. And what really, the really important information that comes out of this from those investors selling to the new investors is that the available supply of Bitcoin to trade was up 57% since December 2017. So from December, the amount available, so the supply, went up 57%. That's a lot. That is one of the reasons why the price is down as much as it is. More of it, the less people really see it. You know, if you take away something from somebody, they're going to want it more. Well, with that 57% jump, these long-term investors weren't holding it anymore. There was more of it out there. Price went down. Demand went down. It just, yeah, I found all this super, super interesting, which leads to another thing. With this available supply out there now that is available to trade, so one of two things really needs to happen for the price of Bitcoin. And like I always say, the way Bitcoin goes, everything kind of follows. So we get Bitcoin price up, everything else kind of follows suit. But the way we get Bitcoin price up with this 57% out there is either these new people that came in and bought from the long-term holders, these new people need to become the new long-term holders. So they need to HODL. Like everyone just HODL. So they need to take the Bitcoin they bought, put it in a wallet, and don't sell it. Wait. Just hold it. So that'll lower what's out there available to buy. So it lowers the supply and ups the demand. So that's one way. Another way is new money. Like everyone always says, got to get new money in there. Got to get new money. And oh God, I always hear, and now I can't think of the word, which is institutional money. God, I'm waiting for institutional money. Well, it'll probably come, but I'm not going to just wait on that. So we need new money, either new retail investors like you and I, or we need institutional money, but new money's got to come in. And I don't know how soon the retail, because that was a big run up in January, December. Some people came in and they got burnt and they got a bad taste in their mouth and they left. And then there's other people like you that maybe you got in way before that. Maybe you got in then and you're still around. So that's awesome. That you and I probably aren't going to be able to move it, but we need the people that left to come back. Or at least we need them to get rid of the bad taste that everything left in their mouth. And eventually they will come back. Things will come back. The technology and innovation is definitely outpacing price. So once things like regulation get taken care of, or there becomes a lot of usable products, becomes more mainstream, people understand it more, that'll bring in new money. But I don't know, I have no idea time-wise. I wish it would be soon, but it could be at the end of the year. It could be in a few months. It's tough to say. But I do know is that once prices start going up, people are going to talk about it more. It's going to be in the news more. And there's going to be these people coming in wanting their piece. That's just how it always is. And if you're here now, still, while the market's down and you're out there learning, listening to this, getting information, you're going to be much, much better off. So I congratulate you on that. And it just blows my mind, again, that when these people, these long-term holders sold, that it drove up the available trading up 15%, 57%. That's just a lot. And there's no way a price can sustain itself. So it's actually a good thing it fell back down. It's able to consolidate, and it really seems like it's consolidating pretty strongly above 6,000. So that's good. I've heard people think it'll fall farther, but I don't know. We'll see. Either way, if it does, be ready to buy. That's for sure. With that, that's kind of all I got for you today. I just kind of came across this and found it really, really interesting. I was actually going to go into security tokens today, but I'll save that for tomorrow. This was interesting. So, with that, we'll shift into the movie portion. And if you've watched the YouTube videos, on the back, hanging up on the wall, is posters. Scarface and Cool Hand Luke. And Scarface, one of my favorite movies. Probably not top five if you haven't seen it. Watch it. It's just so good. Al Pacino is just fantastic. Just a really good movie. It's long, but it's really good. And then Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman. That is actually the first movie. I remember watching it. I was a senior in high school, and my buddy and I were in a hotel, and we were actually drinking beer, and we couldn't go anywhere because we were underage, obviously. No, I'd never. That's not true. But anyway, moving on. So we couldn't go outside, so we were just sitting in there and flipping through the channel and came to that. He said he'd seen the movie before, said, let's watch it. And I remember sitting there watching it thinking this is just an amazing movie. So if you haven't seen Cool Hand Luke, that might be in my top five. Might be, for sure. It's close. I think I like Cool Hand Luke more than Scarface. Two separate movies, but it's the first time I really saw Paul Newman and noting. I probably saw Color of Money when I was younger and didn't realize, hey, that's Paul Newman or think anything of it. But when I saw Cool Hand Luke, I was like, man, that guy is legit. He is just the epitome of cool, I guess. 1967, Cool Hand Luke. And it has 100%. On Rotten Tomatoes. That is amazing. audience score. Stupid audience score. The audience scored at 95% out of 63,000 users. It should be 100. But the tomato meter, whatever, is at 100%. Good for Rotten Tomatoes. They nailed that one. Man, I love that movie. It's long, too. There's a spot that it drags, but amazing movie. Well, out of curiosity, let's see what Scarface has on Rotten Tomatoes now. It's got to be like 90s. Oh, wow. 82%? That's stupid. Rotten Tomatoes is dumb sometimes. You can't really go off it. I mean, audience scored it at 93%. So that makes more sense. But I don't know how. Who doesn't like Scarface? Anyway, that's all I got. That's it. Thinking about going over security tokens tomorrow. I've been looking into those lately. And I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. And with that, would you kindly hit that subscribe button or like button, whatever you're on. And if you'd like to comment, that would be awesome too. If not, that's fine. Whatever. I'm tired today. Feeling a little goofy. All right. That's it. Have a good evening, day, night, morning, afternoon, brunch time. We'll talk to you later.